I weighed the stone, and I turned it around and around between my fingers, and then I dropped it on the sand. "You should go back to them," I said. Lawrence looked at me then, and I felt a great sadness because there was nothing in his eyes. I looked away over the water. I looked and I saw the blue reflection of the sky. I stared for a long time now, because I understood that I was looking into the eyes of death again, and death was still not looking away, and neither could I. Then there was the barking of dogs. I jumped, and my eyes followed the sound, and I felt relief, because I saw the dogs were on the walkway above us, and they were only fat yellow family dogs, out for a walk with their master. Then I saw Sarah coming down the steps toward us. Her arms were hanging by her sides, and in one of her hands she held her mobile phone. She walked up to us, took a deep breath, and smiled. "I called work," she said. "I've got something to tell you both." She held out her hands to both of us, but then she hesitated. She looked all around the place where we were standing.
Where's Charlie?" she said.
She said it very quietly, then she said it again, louder, looking at us this time. I looked all along the thin strip of sand. Children were making their sand castles beside the river, although the level of the water was rising and the beach was getting narrower. None of the children was Charlie.
"Charlie!" Sarah shouted. "Charlie! Oh my God! Charlie!"
I spun around under the hot sun. We ran up and down. We called his name. We called again and again. Charlie was gone.
"Oh my God!" said Sarah. "Someone's taken him! Oh my God! Charlie!"
Horror filled me completely, so that I could not even move. While Sarah screamed for her child, I widened my eyes into the blackness of the drainage tunnels in the embankment wall, and I stared into them. I looked for a long time. I saw that the night horrors of all our worlds had found one another, so that there was no telling where the one ended and the other began, whether the jungle grew out of the jeep, or the jeep grew out of the jungle.